This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Dimosaurus is Very Smart, written by Karen Ivers and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. And now, here's Cora White.
Dimosaurus is very smart. Let the story begin. Dimosaurus was very smart. He could count to 10. He lived near River Rocks, a town named for its smooth, flat rocks. Dimosaurus went to town often to play with his friends. His best friend was Pennysaurus. She knew how to count to infinity. She was very, very smart. All of his friends had hobbies. For example, Artosaurus painted pictures. Jumposaurus jumped rope. Yo-Yosaurus did yo-yo tricks, and Nidosaurus knitted hats, scarves, and sweaters. Dimosaurus wanted a hobby. What can I do? He thought. I have so many legs to ride a skateboard, and I'm not very good with magic tricks. I'm too big to ride a horse, and baton twirling makes me dizzy. Dimosaurus was sad. He wanted a hobby, but he did not know what he could do. He decided to visit Pennysaurus. She lived on Penny Lane, and she always had good ideas. In fact, many of his friends would give Pennysaurus a penny for her thoughts. Her ideas were very helpful. Once she helped Kitosaurus figure out how to get his kite out of a tree. Another time she helped Thingosaurus write a new song. Dimosaurus did not have a penny, but he thought he would ask Pennysaurus for help anyway. They were good friends. They both liked numbers. When Dimosaurus arrived at Penny Lane, Pennysaurus was outside watering her flowers. She loved flowers. Taking care of flowers was her hobby. She loved the smell of flowers. She often said they had a beautiful scent. Pennysaurus was happy to see Dimosaurus. She offered him some tea and cookies, but he still looked very sad. "What's wrong?" asked Pennysaurus. "I am very sad," sighed Dimosaurus. "I do not have a hobby, and I do not know what I can do." Pennysaurus thought for a moment. "You can count," she said. "You love to count to 10. "That's a great idea," yelled Dimosaurus. "Thanks, Pennysaurus." Dimosaurus thanked Pennysaurus for her thoughts and ran back home to start counting. When he got home, he thought, "What can I count?" He felt sad again. "I forgot to ask Pennysaurus what I should count." It was almost lunchtime, so Dimosaurus decided to pack his lunch and go sit by the stream outside of his house. As he was eating his lunch, he saw a fish swim down the stream. A few minutes later, he saw another fish swim down the stream. Then two more fish swam down the stream. "I have an idea," said Dimosaurus. "I can count fish swimming down the stream." He was so excited. Dinosaurus finally had a hobby. He would count fish swimming downstream behind his house. Dinosaurus finished his lunch and ran to tell his friends about his new hobby. "I am going to count fish," he shared with Gammasaurus. "That is great," she replied. "Are you going to count fish all day?" Dinosaurus thought to himself, "Too much of any one activity is not a good idea. There is more to do in life than just counting fish. I do not want to limit myself." To help your young student learn the concept of base 10, purchase your copy of Dinosaurus is Very Smart on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Lulu.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner right here on The Mark White Show. Dinosaurus is Very Smart is written by Karen Ivers and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Please follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can stream it at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.